The Country Station 92.5 WBKR. That was Justin Moore with If Heaven Wasn't So Far Away. We have a studio guest. Yay! I'm excited. Okay, Deborah Allen is here. And can I just say this? No, this isn't what you came in here to talk about. You are hot.
Girl, thank you. Well, look who's talking, Jacqueline.
Now, honey, let me just tell y'all. She comes in and they say, oh, she's here. And I'm like, and I hear this voice and I'm like, oh my gosh, somebody else is loud like me. I love this. I knew it was going to be great, but thank you so much for coming in. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. You make me feel right at home.
Oh, well, good. We try to do that here in Kentucky. But you know, you're a Southern girl. You're from Memphis.
Yes, I am. I was born and raised in Memphis, Tennessee.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. So you know how that Southern hospitality works.
Yeah, we got to be boisterous every once in a while.
Yeah, every once in a while. Yeah. Now, you guys were just talking. You were here how many years ago?
Well, we decided it was bear years, and bear years is twice as long as dog years.
It's been
about a year and a half.
Yeah, about a year and a half ago, yeah.
If dog years is 17 and bear years is 14, so it's been about a year and a half ago.
That's right, a year and a half ago.
I love it, but y'all remember it like it was yesterday.
I do.
And then
Raymond over here brought up something that I had totally forgotten. You dragged the big pink rocking chair out of the bus, and we got a big picture of me and Chuck Irvin and Deborah singing. We were all that's right. You made a video for Country Radio Seminar. Mm-hmm. Each of us lip syncing to "Rock Me in the Cradle of Love," her hit from 1993.
That's awesome. each station that we went to, someone would sing a different line from it, and it was so cool because y'all were the stars in my video.
That's right. I'd forgotten all about that. That's so cool.
That is really neat.
Yeah, we should do that again, Raymond. Okay.
Get on that, Raymond.
Do you still have the big pink rocking chair?
I gave the big pink rocking chair to the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Excellent.
They have it, yeah.
Well, I need to go down there and look at it because I sat in that
Let's
chair.
Let's road trip.
Yeah, I sat in that chair.
Well, you'll be there soon for us.
Fan Fest. That's right.
Yeah.
That's
right. I'll be doing some shows down there, so I hope you'll look me up and come see
awesome.
Me.
Awesome.
This is so cool. You got a new album. She brought us a new album.
I do. Know. I am so excited about having a new album out. It's been a little while since I've had one. I have an incredible group behind me. It's called Delta Rock Records. It's really Delta Rock Entertainment, and the record label is one division of it. We also have a publishing company too, and so we're just so excited about the new single coming out. And I'm excited because, you know, I'm surrounded with people that really love me and allow me to have a lot of creative freedom. And the new single, the album's called Hear Me Now, which is a line from one of the songs.
Right.
But the new single is called Anything Other Than Love.
I'll tell you what, we have it.
You do?
It's good honky-tonking.
It is. Now, I like to have a good time.
I do,
okay?
Too.
I think this we should hang out. I should have known you were here last night. We could have taken you around, girl.
Girl, that would have been fun.
Well, I tell you what, let's listen to Anything Other Than Love. How's that?
Sounds good to me.
Here you go. Here's Deborah Allen on WBKR. The Country Station 92.5 WBK. And you just heard that is from Miss Deborah Allen. That's Anything Other Than Love. And that's brand new.
Yeah, it is brand new. And I want to say again that I wrote that with my great friend Gary Burr, who he has been being my songwriter the year before. I mean, he's a wonderful. He is.
Yeah.
And actually, the way the song came about, I was getting ready to go write with Gary. And I got a phone call that morning from my stepdaughter, Hillary. Mm-hmm. And she said, "What are you doing, Deb?" And I said, "Oh, I'm getting ready to go write with my friend Gary Burr. I was just kind of thinking, what should I write today?" And I said, "What do you think?" She goes, "Well, you got a lot of songs about love." She goes, "I think you ought to write about something, anything other than love." And I went, "Whoa,
that's awesome. That's great."
I want to say, we have an in-studio text line that we get in here, and I just got a message. It says, "Loving me some Deborah Allen." Awesome.
Oh, man. That's
so, girl,
that
you're getting props.
Good. Thank you so much, y'all.
Good old honky-tonking party song. I was listening to Rock Me in the Cradle of Love the other day, and of course I cannot find the Delta Dreamland album. But
I'll have to get you one.
Because I cannot find that anywhere, because the song that you had, If You're Not Gonna Love Me.
Yeah, If You're Not Gonna Love Me. Thank you.
I miss that album. I really do.
I wrote that with Mark Holly.
Mark Colley.
Yeah.
One of the all-time greats. You know a few people, don't you?
Well, I'll tell you what. I was reading all my info because I try to be professional, and they told you I get here 2 minutes before I'm supposed to be here. Listen to all the people that have recorded Deborah's songs. Leanne Rimes, Brooks and Dunn, Patti Loveless, Conway Twitty, Tanya Tucker, Diana Ross. Fleetwood Mac. Really, girl?
What did Diana Ross?
Coming here, throwing all names around.
What did Diana Ross say?
She cut a song of mine called You Do It.
Oh, okay.
And Sheena Easton also cut You Do It. And then Sheena also cut Not Worth the Hurt You're Gonna Feel.
I've heard it. I've heard Sheena Easton's You Do It. I heard that. I didn't know that was you.
Right, wow. Yeah. I've been very fortunate. You know, I mean, I write a lot of songs, and usually when I write songs, I'm hoping that I'll get a chance to sing them. But now that I have 1,600 songs,
good Lord, honey.
I'm never going to get to sing all of them. So I'm always thrilled when especially those great artists sing my songs.
That's right.
I would say so. Well, we have a lot more coming up with you.
Thank
including,
you.
Including, we have the record here.
Yes, Hear Me Now is the
And
name
we're
going
to be selfish, and we're going to listen to
well,
it.
Well, good. You know what? And you know what? Nobody else has that. We're just barely going to give it out to few of our friends ahead of time. I mean, a lot of other people get it later on. But
I love us.
We're friends.
We're VIP.
Yes,
yeah.
We're VIPs.
Well, we're going to hear another song from the album when we come back. We'll be right here. Does that sound good to you?
Super. Sounds great.
Okay, Deborah Allen, when we come back on WBKR.